to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbit Eyes Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend for the part-time while Brownie's away, Brendan Talisky. Mate, welcome to Teamless Tuesday, buddy.
Uncle Chaps, how are you, brother?
Mate, not too bad, buddy. We had pretty good feedback from that last episode, mate. We might go through a couple of those. And obviously the little tribute we did to Terry Hill, mate. Gerald Simons is a good friend of mine, and he'd spoken to the Hill family, and they're really appreciative of our tribute that we did, bud. And you got a message off him as well, mate.
Yeah, mate, I don't know Gerald personally like yourself, but, mate, he sounds a great fella, mate. He reached out to me and sent, yeah, beautiful message, and just thanking, obviously, yourself and myself for the little rap we gave Terry Hill, God bless his soul, after he passed.
Yeah, he certainly did, mate. He's a lovely bloke, very loyal friend. Tough as they come, Gerald. Been working down the waterfront there with him for about 20 years. He was at Qantas before that, and obviously played for the Bunnies, mate. Played some a lot of lower grades for the Bunnies and a couple of first grade games as well. So shout out to you, Gerald, doing it pretty tough at the moment, and to the Hill family. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you guys in this very difficult and tough time. And we also had some more feedback, mate. Beck Eakin got in touch with us from Port Macquarie, enjoyed the episode. She said, like, I'm feeling for JD at the moment and the whole club, the playing organisation. Let's hope there's better times ahead. Yep, agree with that, Beck. And Kieran Macklin from Newcastle got in touch with us as well, had a chat to him on the phone. He's a little bit disillusioned with the season at the moment, but look, chin up, guys. There's going to be better times ahead. And Brenda, you had a bit of feedback too, mate.
Yeah, mate, I had Nick Fletcher. He's a top bloke, Nick, a lot of time for that guy. Big Rabbitoh supporter too. His son, Tommy Fletcher, is actually contracted at the club at the moment. Unfortunately, he's out a little bit busted up at the moment with a groin injury, but Nick texted me and said that he really enjoyed the chat between us guys, so that was nice of him. And another mate of mine that lives overseas, Justin Piu, over in the Philippines, he's a real big Rabbits fan. Grew up in Bondi, but he's been going to Redfern, mate, watching the Rabbits since the 80s, and he sent a nice message also about our little chat we had and our little tribute to Terry Hill, and he said it was really enjoyable and good listening. So shout out to you too, Justo, and hope you're doing well over there in the fields, mate, and go the Bunnies.
Yeah, thanks for that, Justin and Nick. Obviously enjoying what we're doing here on Rabbitoh's Radio Podcast. We're brought to you by Daryl Lee Chocolate again for the third season in a row. So happy to have them on board. Had a chat to James there, who's involved with the with Daryl Lee, and they're doing some great things over in the US at the moment, getting into the market. But there was some, he told me a little bit to Google up cocoa at the moment. The problem with cocoa, trying to get the supply, it's gone up 300% in 12 months. That's off the charts. Not too many things have gone up 300% in the last 12 months. So the chocolate industry doing it pretty tough at the moment, but Daryl Lee will continue to get on board and support myself and Brownie and Brendan there in everything we do there. Now, I got down to training today, Brendo. It was a pretty ordinary weather. It was on and off raining, pissing down. And there was journos all over the joint, even though there was no press conference at all. The board met this morning at 8 o'clock. They were in there for 4 or 5 hours, couldn't come up with a full result. JD was just down there as normal. The boys went through their paces. They looked pretty good. Cody looked in good nick. Peter Mamazoulis at dummy half looked pretty sharp. It was business as usual in there, Brenda. You wouldn't know. It was a big drama, put it that way.
That's good to hear, mate. I suppose there would have been plenty of journos around, buzzing around like flies around an auto bin on Good Friday full of seafood. Those blokes, they're like a dog with a bone, aren't they?
Oh, 100%. They're all over it, mate. They were waiting for the scoop. But JD basically just left training. He said, I don't know, haven't got any information for you boys. I'm just preparing for this week's game. So doesn't look like there was anything untoward going on down there. There was, look, a little bit of mail there. Braden Burns, the veteran centre, outside back, who's done a great job for our New South Wales Cup team. There's a few reports around that he signed an 18-month deal up there with the Cowboys. So happy for him. I've seen him play left wing, left centre, right wing, fullback this year for our New South Wales Cup. So well done to him. He's rewarded with an 18-month contract up there with the Cows, Brendan.
Yeah, mate, I'd just like to say a few words about Brado too, if I could. He's been a really good club man on a couple of occasions now for the Rabbitohs, and he obviously had that little stint there at the Bulldogs, and he had a bit of a hard upbringing. I think both his parents did a little bit of time incarcerated and that, and he's come out publicly and spoke about that. And he's had a few struggles growing up, and he's developed into a really good, young, respectable young man, and a good footballer too, a good, tough footballer. And he's obviously done well to come back to South, but he can't knock back this opportunity in the Cowboys' top 30. So I'm looking forward to seeing him back in an NRL jumper, chaps, and hope he goes well up there in North Queensland.
Yeah, me too. I wish him all the best up there. He's working with South Cares there and doing a bit of a part-time gig there to give us a hand. And I think he always had an eye on a return to the NRL, and looks like he's won that north of the border. He'll be a great little addition for them. The Cows are in a bit of indifferent form at the moment. They weren't too far away of knocking off Penrith the other day, but just couldn't get it over the line. Chase Robinson, you haven't seen his name too much. Now, he's one of the part-timers as well this year. I've seen him at training today, as you can hear my dog barking in the background. It's like someone, looks like my daughter's home from school. Yeah, Tracy Robinson was out there today playing reserve grade in the fullback position in the opposed sessions. Looked pretty sharp on his feet. He's on the comeback trail. He's got a lot of talent, that Tracy Robinson. I don't know if you know too much about him, Brendo.
Well, mate, that's good to hear he's back. I have heard quite a few people mention his name. And obviously, too, just to bring up Chase, he's been injured, but how many injuries have we got through our squad at the moment? First graders, reserve graders, mate, there are so many blokes busted at the moment. Oh. And obviously, if we want to turn things around, we need to start getting back to a full contingent of players, because, as you know yourself, you've been around footy long enough, most of the teams that are struggling do have large injury list, chaps.
Well, I mean, we'll get to the team list. They just dropped down. It's only just after four now as we're recording here. You're going to see some names on this list that you've never seen on it before, the South Sydney extended squad there. Like, a couple of them only just came back from injury. But, yeah, the rehab squad just keeps getting bigger. Yeah, Shaq Mitchell, it looks like he could be out for a little while. He wasn't even around at training at all. He was in some sort of moon boot thing the other day with a calf injury, trying to limit what was going on down there. Alex Johnson would be handy at the moment, the veteran winger. I love to have Braden Burns back. Look, Campbell Graham back. Look, there's still plenty to come back and put their hand up at the moment. But even Richie Kenner, we'd like to see him play reserve grade at the moment, bolster that. Because, look, we were that short the other day. I was talking to Coach Joe O'Callaghan today. He said he brought five guys up that have not played one game this year, haven't even played A grade this year, because the A grade competition only started on the weekend. The local South Juniors one. There was five guys that hadn't even played a game of footy this year. So they did a pretty good job up there against Newcastle, which we'll get to the pathways a bit later on. They got touched up, but considering how many full-timers Newcastle had in, it wasn't too bad of an effort, mate.
Yeah, no, that's good, mate. They're up there ripping in, even with it's just got to be the next man up mentality now with all the injuries we've got. And the blokes that come in have just got to do the red and green proud, mate. When that rabbit's sitting over your heart, chaps, you just got to rip in.
100%, mate. And I was down there, I'm going to give the Burrow Cafe a wrap there. They got this, it's like a English McMuffin with a bit of cheese on it and a bit of meat and eggs and this mad sauce, like a... Only $7, mate. Not a bad deal down there. So if you're down in that area, you want to get a bit of a value deal. The best value deal around Maroubra, mate. $7 for. I even took Reggie down there. I sent you a photo of him ripping into it.
Mate, old Reggie, how good to see your old boy. What a bloke.
Yep, 91. We got him down there. Tommy walked past and he had a little chat with Tommy Burgess. He's always got time for the fans, Tommy. He was in good spirits.
91, he's not looking a day over about 72, is he?
He was talking up his handball career from back in the day at the Icebergs, and Tommy was listening intently there. He's saying, mate, I could play handball off both hands there, Tommy. Tommy's nodding his head and agreeance with him. But look, mate, we might get to this team that JD's dropped. Look, there's a few little changes there. The back line looks pretty much as per big league program from last week, barring Isaac Thompson's come in on the right wing for Tane Milne, who's suspended. The halves are intact. Deeney Hawkins and Cody Walker, despite some mail out there that they're going to bring in Jack Whiten. That's incorrect. Keon Kalomatangi is in the front row with the number 8. And big Davey Wiley starting this week. He must have done enough. The back row is unchanged. Cheeks, Hostie and Murray. Mamazelis off the bench, Siliva Havili, Tommy Burgess, Joy Arrow. No Talas Duncan again. He's jumper number 18. I would like to see him come in. I've got a big rap on him. Kep the Wep, Sean Kepi, he's number 19. And a bloke who's just had his first game for the season in the 21s, under 21s, Liam LeBlanc, he's been named. This is how short we are. Dion Tiupa, who has been named a few times there, jumper number 21. And another guy you probably haven't seen, Adam Christensen's name there. He's the kid we got down from the Burley Bears last year. He's a rangy back row sort of centre, and he goes all right. He had a good game last week up there against Newcastle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure young Adam Christensen was the young bloke that scored the first try in that trial game against Manly. You and me were out up at Gosford, chaps.
Yep, right in front of us, mate. Yep, we just about called that one. He went straight over, hit a nice little hole. Look, he's got a bit of talent, that kid. And the more time he spends around this first grade group and gets more experience in New South Wales Cup down here, the better off he's going to be. I don't mind the look of this kid. He's got a future. He's got a bit to learn there, obviously. Still learning his trade, but he's someone to keep an eye out for. Adam Christensen.
Yep, definitely. And the only way they're going to learn, mate, is if you throw them in the deep end, mate. So let's hope some of these young guys, even with the injury crisis we've got, get an opportunity, mate, to represent the mighty red and green.
We'll just jump over and have a look at the other side. Not too many changes there. You've got Dylan Edwards. You've got those great centres, Tago and May. The wingers are pretty tough, Taruva and To'o. The halves are back intact, Jerome Luai and Cleary back together. And the front row there, Moses Leota, Mitch Kenny, James Fisher-Harris. That's where most of the games are won and lost for the Panthers, mate.
Yeah, mate. They're a powerhouse, aren't they? That's for sure.
Yep. The only bloke they're probably missing at the moment is Sorensen. Maybe Liam Henry could come into that squad. But, yeah, it's just about full strength. And in a way, it's probably not a bad time to play him because we're expected to probably, like, if anyone hasn't, go back and listen to the interview of Jacob Gaygai that I had with him on training on Monday down there at Maroubra. Got about a 9 or 10 minute conversation about him, just a bit about his journey, where he's from, a little bit around that debut. And we had a good chat about last season winning the New South Wales Cup. And he spoke about his buy of the season in his opinion last year. Go back and have a look at that one. But we spoke about the wingers here. Look. Get going up against Brian To'o and Taruva. What a tough wing combination they are, those two. Absolute pros. Brian To'o, he dead set goes 250 metres every week, so he's very hard to bring down, very hard to handle. Every time there's a yardage set coming off their line, they put the pride in the jersey and get back behind the play of the ball and put their hand up for hit up after hit up, those two.
They do, mate. And when they get into attacking shape, Penrith, these guys, To'o, and the other young guy, Taruva, are just always on the end of some great shape, mate. And they're normally good for almost a try a game. And our defence is really going to have to be on, mate, because Penrith, they are an absolute attacking juggernaut. And as you know, they are just so hard to crack in defence too, like to actually get points put past them, mate. You've really got a job cut out for you, that's for sure. They are probably, you know, you got those great Brisbane sides of the early 1990s. I reckon, you know, Penrith have probably nearly surpassed them. They're definitely the best team I've seen probably in my lifetime.
Oh, they're absolutely incredible, mate. The way they've been able to turn up week after week, year after year, and just look, I mean, even the year before they won it, they're in the grand final. So they've been in a couple of grand finals in a row now. and been able to convert on every opportunity they've had. They are a fair dinkum squad to be reckoned with, mate. It's going to be very tough for us to get in the grind, but you know what? Like I said, people are probably expecting us to get beat by 40. So the pressure's kind of off us, you know. If we go in there and have a decent game and, you know, make it competitive, I think that ends up becoming a bit of a win for us. You know, like Penrith is such a tough side, mate.
Yeah, mate, obviously Penrith, they're an absolute powerhouse, but a young guy that I really think should be getting a run at the moment that can really break defences up, and we've seen him with a couple of long-range breaks in first grade, even only a couple of games into his career last year where he split the Bulldogs off the kickoff and then backed up and scored the try under the post. Talos Duncan is an absolutely outstanding talent, and I think he needs to be in the 17 for South Sydney every week going forward because he really can play.
Certainly can, mate. I would like to see him play last week, but it wasn't to be. Look, he's there and about, and he loves his club. Talos Duncan, he's got a big future at the moment. It's probably be tough for him. You know, he's probably very impatient. He knows he's good enough to play first grade at the moment. He's just not cracking at the moment. But look, who knows? Who knows? He might run out there Thursday night. It's a bit of a milestone game there for Damien Cook. He's playing his 200th NRL game. Well, Cookie, not in the best form of his career, but he's a class player. He started his career a little bit late, played a couple of games for St George, and he had a couple for the Dogs, and then we picked him up, and we turned him into a New South Wales player and a bloke who's gone on to play for Australia.
Yeah, mate, Cookie's been a good player for this club, and let's just hope, you know, the starting front rowers really stand up this week and we can give Cookie a bit of space to do what he does best, and that's get moving out of dummy half, mate, and start running, because when Cookie's running, he's at his best.
Oh, 100% he is, mate. Been made his debut, I'm pretty sure it was in 2013, round 6, against the West Tigers with the St George Illawarra Dragons. He's gone on to play 190 first grade games for the Mighty Rabbitohs, so he's getting up there in most capped Rabbitohs, so he'll be looking to put in a big performance against the back-to-back-to-back reigning premiers. Also, South Sydney going to put on renowned artist Troy Cassidale. He's going to perform in the lead-up to kick-off, so he can get out there on Thursday night. The weather's not looking great. I'm definitely going to get out there and have a look at it. So I'm not sure about yourself, Brendo. It might be a bit tough for you to come down from the Sunny Coast and get amongst it, mate.
Yeah, that one I'll be watching on TV, chaps. The late Thursday night game's coming down after work with my two girls, mate. It's a little bit too late.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I'm going to try and get out there. I can't imagine it'll be a massive crowd on a Thursday night with all the rain predicted. We've had a terrible day here in Sydney. There's been so much rain around. But look, what we might do is we might go to a break, and on the other side of that, Brendan, we'll come back with a little bit of Pathways news. And we'll talk a little bit about our form about this time last year, mate. We're going to chuff off to another break here on Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. All right, welcome back. We are into the Pathways segment brought to you by the Juniors, always great supporters of the boys here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast and South Juniors. All the A-grade competitions and the junior competition kicked off over the weekend. There were some good performances there. The Dolphins, the Coogee Dolphins with Roy Asatasi had a big win over the reigning premiers, the Redfern All Blacks. Southeastern were beaten by Coogee Wombats there at Heffron. The Maddow Tigers, they had a good win over the weekend. So they're all kicked off at the moment. And if you can get yourself out to watch one of those local teams next weekend, believe me, there's some really, really good football teams running around at the moment. Be a fun afternoon to have a beer and get into that. Mate, the Pathways, we might have a look at the Pathways there, Brendan. You must have been impressed with some of the form of our team from last year, mate.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And obviously in that jersey flag on the weekend, young Zane Ruglis had a good game.
Yeah. He always puts his hand up, little Zane Ruglis. It was his jersey flag debut. So I think he would have been would have been pretty happy with his performance. His old man is tough as they come, Troy Ruglis, good footballer in his own right. Now they are into the New South Wales Cup, are into round 9, and they're going to play before first grade at Acor Stadium. Joey O'Callaghan's boys there, and they are playing the Penrith Panthers as well. Now the Rabbitohs are fifth place at the moment. Panthers are having a great season. They are in first position, Brendan, so that's not going to be an easy one. And there's no team list out at the moment because we're recording this pretty early. Normally do this one a little bit later, but I thought I'd try something different this week. Apologies for that, but if you can, get out there early and watch our New South Wales Cup boys. The Jersey Flag coming off a pretty good win up there at Newcastle. They're also playing Penrith at Redfern Oval on Saturday. And I can tell you what, I'll be getting out there to watch that one for sure. Get out and watch Coach Tippy's team. They've been performing really well. As we said just before, Ruggo scored on debut there, coming up from the SG ball. So he's one to look out for. Liam LeBlanc had a successful return. Look, they're playing some pretty good footy at the moment, so it's worthy of getting a little crowd out there at Redfern this weekend. Hopefully the weather's coming good, mate.
Mate, you're pretty loyal, chaps. There's not too many Rabbitohs games or board ride events you don't get to, mate. I love your passion, mate.
Oh, I love me footy, mate. Yeah, don't worry about that. Love me surfing. Yeah, try not to miss them. Obviously, you got to work every now and again and miss a few events, but can't be everywhere at once, mate. Going to do all this for obviously off the sweat of an oily rag. We do this for the love of the game. But look, I just wanted to cast our mind back to last year, Brendo. Round 8 last year, the Anzac round, pretty shit weather. It was a night game. We were down by Penrith, I think it was. I think it was 18-10 with about 4 minutes to go. Lockie Elias put up a beautiful kick. They tapped it back. And Latrell scored a try. Give us a chance. We had a little raid there. We nearly scored. Cleary chopped down Latrell from behind, if you remember. And then we did that sweeping play. And Isaiah Tass ended up scoring the winning try in the final moments of the game. Very memorable game, that one, mate.
Oh, mate, I was actually up in the members' bar that night, and every bit of passion for the red and green, because Penrith have troubled us so much over the last few years. To knock them off in the death like that, it's a win I'll always remember. I actually jumped up on the actual bar up there. I shouldn't have done that, but I was just absolutely buzzing, mate. And obviously, the glory to South Sydney just started bellowing out. And you're hugging South fans you've never even met. You're high-fiving, and it's just one of those great moments that reminds you why you are a Rabbitoh, you know. And you can cop losing like this because you know that a result like that's probably just around the corner. And, chaps, when you see it, mate, you just love it, don't you? Just the whole week, everything after a result like that, you've got no worries in life. That's the best thing. When Souths are flying, my life's flying. And at that point in time, 12 months ago, this football club were absolutely flying, chaps.
We were. And that's what being a supporter is all about, Brendan. You ride the highs, you ride the lows. Last year, we were riding the highs. We beat Penrith 2018 in round 8. Round 9, we went up to Suncorp Stadium, beat Brisbane 32-6. Round 10, we beat the Storm in Magic Round 28-12. What a 3 weeks that was. Considering, looking back on it, Penrith went on to win it. Broncos made the grand final and Storm were in the prelim. So it's not a bad little quinella there. But anyway, at the moment, we're probably not in that form. But look, you never know, mate. You never know how far away you are from your next win. And look, as I said, the pressure's completely off South Sydney this week. We're expected to probably get touched up like last week. But you know what? We might just go out there and surprise a few this week, buddy.
Mate, that's all we need to see. We just want to see a backs-against-the-wall effort. And, just this club to be in the game. You know, wouldn't it be great to be in the game with 8 to 10 minutes to go against Penrith and we're in with a shot of knocking them off? I think as supporters of this great club, that's all we want to see. We just want to see effort, you know, guys playing with passion in the jersey. And you know what I wouldn't mind this week, and it hasn't happened for a while, a couple of blokes to come out of the line and rattle a couple of those Penrith guys up, you know, hit them with intent, you know, to hurt them. And when we're running the ball, you know, we're looking to run over the top of someone. We're looking to change the momentum of the game. And I think that's the only way we're going to turn our season around is if we really start, you know, just getting into some blokes, chaps, really. That's what rugby league's built on, you know, hitting hard and running hard. And if we can get back to that, mate, I'm sure we're going to have a result soon. And that's what the fans want to see, is just guys in the red and green jersey giving 110%.
Yeah, and just keeping it as as simple as possible. That's all we want to do, just run hard, tackle hard, just play for each other. Don't worry about playing for the fans or the coaches or the board. You play for yourself and you play for your families, mate. You get out there and do your absolute best you can. Look, normally go out with the same signature. This time, we're going to take it out with that final try against Penrith in round 8 last year. Isaiah Tass's try. Take it out.
Wind out left. First player, Ilias. Away to Walker, now to Mitchell. Mitchell away to Johnston. And that's the illusion of space. There's a pass to Walker and back to Tass. You wouldn't have believed it. Souths have snatched it. That is extraordinary.
No player in the game is better at instinctive play, and he could just feel something going on, Cody Walker.
We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, the Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.